This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
We are so glad you have decided to spend the next few minutes with us today on the Invisible War radio program. This is Rob Randall, and I bless you in Jesus' mighty name. The name that is greater than all other names, the name in which all power in heaven and earth and yes, even hell resides. Jesus has the key to hell and death. The name before which all others must one day bow. We bless you in that name. What a joy it is to be able to bring the Invisible War radio program to you every week at this time. And I want to thank you for standing with us. I want to thank our sponsors, particularly our mission travel. We're getting into the travel season. And if you have a mission trip scheduled, or if the Lord is leading you to take a trip overseas to share your testimony with another land and another place, let me encourage you, go to our website, click on their banner. It's ourmissiontravel.com. That's ourmissiontravel.com. These wonderful folks are standing ready to help you with all your travel needs. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Invisible War program is dedicated to sharing with you the truth of God that has the power to set us free. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I want to ask you today, are you free? Why, what do you mean, Dr. Randall? The Bible tells us in Galatians 5, verse 1, it was for freedom that Christ came to set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. I'm not asking you today, are you saved or have you been born again? A person, yes, can be born again and not be walking in the freedom Christ bought for them on Calvary. I have prayed with many Christians, yes, pastors and church leaders who are in desperate need of the freedom of Christ. Although they possessed freedom, they were far from living a life in the power and victory of the Lord Jesus. Notice in this passage in Galatians 5, verse 1, that freedom is not only the goal, but it is also the means to accomplish the goal. Freedom in Christ is not only a possession, it is a progression, a process by which God is able to use us for His eternal purposes on the earth. Let me ask you again, as I ask myself, are you free in Jesus? I'm not asking, are you free to get in your car and go somewhere you want to today? I'm asking you, are you spiritually free? Free to be all God wants you to be in Him today. Free to accomplish His will on the earth as it is in heaven. Now, if you've missed any past programs of the Invisible War Ministry, go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, click on the broadcast button there, and you can download any and all of the programs that you may have missed at your convenience, and they're available to you for free. Today, on The Invisible War, I want to begin a series of programs entitled The Blood of Jesus, Unlocking the Supernatural Power of God in Your Life. In this first program, in this series, I want us to understand that it is only through the blood of Jesus we have been given access to God. Some years ago, the leader of one of the major Christian denominations had a meeting to discuss the place of the blood of Jesus had in their worship practices, particularly in the hymnals that they were using for worship. In a 2009 article in the United Methodist Portal, Riley Case says, and I quote, "We have now had 100 years of the modernist, liberal, progressive deconstruction of Christianity, in which blood atonement is at the top of the list of what needs to be discarded for Christianity facing a new age." Again, the hymnal is revealing, he states, of 109 hymns that appeared in the 1935 and 1966 Methodist hymnals that were social gospel hymns written to be contemporary and relevant for the new age, but later deleted in the 1989 hymnal. Nobody sang them, he says. There was not a single reference to blood or the atonement in the 1989 hymnal. I submit to you that the blood of Jesus is the key to unlocking the supernatural work of God in our lives. Today on The Invisible War, would you get your Bible? Would you do it and study with me what God says, how we are brought near to God through the blood of Jesus? We have been given access to God only through Jesus' blood. Hear the word in Ephesians 2, 13 and 14, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." A few days ago, we celebrated the death and resurrection of Christ. We call this celebration Easter. Actually, every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. That's why the church worships on what we call the Lord's Day. It is because of the resurrection. It is His day because that is the day He conquered death and arose from the dead in great victory. Jesus is alive. He's alive. And the Friday before Easter is called Good Friday. It is the day in which we celebrate the crucifixion of Christ, the death of Jesus. I know many of you remember the movie, The Passion of the Christ, or maybe you remember the Jesus movie that has been so effectively used throughout the world as a very powerful evangelistic tool in proclaiming the gospel of Christ. I remember one of my mission trips in East Africa in the country of Tanzania, where we showed the Jesus movie in the dark, dark place. There was no lights at all. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wonderful people. What an amazing memory and what a wonderful tool. That night, many gave their hearts to Christ. Each of these motion pictures depicted the scripture that we find in three of the four Gospels, in Matthew 27, 51, and Mark 15, 38, and Luke 23, 45. Look at what happened at the very instant that Jesus died. Listen to the words of God. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. What was this veil that was torn from top to bottom? It was torn from the top because God is the one that tore the veil. Why did this veil exist? This was the veil that separated man and his sin from holy God. This was the veil, the wall of partition, the dividing wall, as the Bible puts it, that separated your sin and my sin from the presence of holy God. The only one who could go into the Holy of Holies was the high priest to offer the blood sacrifice for the people's sin. This had to be done once a year according to the law of God. God's law had to be followed meticulously to the very letter of the law for God to accept the sacrifice. Study Leviticus chapters 1 through 9 to see how the sacrifice was offered before the Lord when Jesus died. When he died and shed his blood for you and for me and for everyone in the world, hear me, he fulfilled God's law once and for all. No more blood needs to be shed for sin. Jesus did it for all. He did it for you, and he did it for me. Hebrews 9:24 through 26. Would you hear the word of God today? Would you hear it with your heart? For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor was it that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the holy place year by year with the blood not his own. Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now once, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. When Jesus offered himself as the sacrifice for all sin, it was what the book of Hebrews calls the supreme sacrifice. Hebrews 9, verse 11 and 12. Hear it with your heart. But when Christ appeared as high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and of calves, but through his own blood. He entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Oh, hear the word today. And since Jesus shed his blood for you and for me, the word of God says in Hebrews 10, verse 19, since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus. Okay, Dr. Randall, what does all of this mean for me and my family today? What does it mean for me right now? Please hear my heart. It is because of Christ's blood that he poured out for you and your family that we now have access to God. You can get to God today. You can get to him, but it is only through the blood sacrifice of Christ. You can't get to him any other way except through the blood sacrifice of Christ. It was Jesus who said in John chapter 14, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Our prayers are only heard and answered through the blood sacrifice of Christ. I remember after the attack of 9/11 that a national prayer meeting was conducted in Yankee Stadium in New York. Maybe you remember that event. For almost 2 hours that I had time to listen to the program, not a single mention of the name of Jesus. What a waste! Our religious beliefs, no matter how sincere or how pious, cannot change the truth of God's Word. It is only through the sacrifice of Christ that we now can come into the presence of God. The good news today is that anyone from any tribe or nation, any family, any person, any man, any woman, any child, any boy, any girl, or any young person has a way to God through the sacrifice of Christ. Through the sacrifice of Jesus' blood, all can come into the presence of God to work with Him, to worship Him, to cooperate with Him, to bring His work on earth in and through our lives as it is in His heart in heaven. Oh, dear friend, have you come to accept the sacrifice of Christ for your sins? It is then and only then you will be able to enter into a relationship with Holy God. It is through the blood covering, the blood of Jesus, we now have been given access to God. We know His power through His blood. We know His peace through His blood. We know His provision today through His blood. We know of His love today only through the blood of Calvary. Oh, what a joy is mine to be able to share this kind of message to you from my heart, from the Father's heart, through me to your heart today. I know this is just the first message of a series on the blood of Jesus that we will continue week after week as long as the Lord leads us in this series. And if you will stay with us in this series, if you will study with us the Word of God, I promise you, brick after brick after brick after brick will be laid a wonderful foundation to understand and to be able to walk in the supernatural work of God in your life. Stay with us. Please join us next time as we continue this study. Oh, how we need to understand that we need to walk in the freedom of Christ in these critical days when Satan is pouring out his vengeance upon our families, upon our children, and yes, upon our churches. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, but the Spirit explicitly says, in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. I believe we are in that day. As we get closer to our Lord's return, Satan is unleashing his fury upon our children, upon our families, and upon our churches. It is necessary that we as believers are well equipped to fight the spiritual battles in which we find ourselves. Please hear me when I tell you that there is no shortcut. All of us as believers must learn, as the Bible puts it, to put on the whole armor of God and engage the battle in which we find ourselves in these last days. Now, as we close our time together, I want the privilege, if you would give me that privilege, to pray with you. Would you do it? Make an altar right where you are. What a joy it is. We have access to the Holy of Holies, the very presence of Almighty God, because of the blood sacrifice of Jesus. Would you join me as we pray? If you've never received Christ as your Savior, would you open up your heart right now? We're not asking you to join anything. We're not asking you to be baptized. We're simply saying, would you follow Jesus? Would you trust him and receive the work that he did for you at Calvary? Would you receive it right now? If so, pray this prayer with me. I wish I could do it for you. I can't, but I can do it with you. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Now, if you are a believer, but you have fallen into a place of rebellion, you're far away from the Father's house. You never intended to go there, but you're there. Would you just pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for counting me as one of your children. Give me the courage today to come back to you. I repent. I turn from my sin, and I turn to you. Cleanse me without and within as I come to you. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Email me, contact me, theinvisiblewar.org. I'll receive your emails personally. Or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. If you do not have a computer, you can write me, Rob Randall, P.O. Box 5. That's easy to remember, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. 75070. Let us hear from you today. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for giving. If you've been waiting for an opportunity to give, this is that opportunity. You can give online. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can mail it, Rob Randall, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas. This is Rob Randall, and I want to share my heart with you. The Invisible War radio program is a faith ministry. We are on the radio because we believe that folks need the truth that has the power to set them free. We are in a subject matter that has been hugely ignored by the church, and yet it is New Testament. And that's the subject of spiritual warfare. So many today have large budgets in their churches that undergird radio ministry. God bless them. May their tribe increase. I bless them in Jesus' name. But that's not the case for this ministry. If we are to remain on this station, I need to hear from many of you today. I want to ask 100 of you. There are many more who listen to this program week after week. We're in our fifth year of broadcasting here on this station. But I need to hear from at least 100 of you today. If we're to remain on the air, I need to hear from you, and I need to hear from you today. Would you give $100? Maybe you can do more than that, but I need to hear from 100 of you, and I need for you to give $100 today. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. You can donate there, or you can send it through the mail. That's fine. Rob Randall, Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Once again, we need 100 of you to give $100 for us to be able to stay on the air. If you will give, whatever you can do, please do it today. But we need 100 of you to give $100, and I need to hear from you today. Thank you for praying. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, it is now time for you to respond. Thank you for giving. Thank you for enabling us to continue this wonderful ministry of cleansing on the radio. Thank you from all of us on the Invisible War. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for the privilege that you have given me today to share with you this wonderful time on the Invisible War. We look forward next time as we will continue this series on the blood of Jesus, unlocking the supernatural power of God in our lives. That's next time, right here on the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War. The Invisible War.